learning. L'zeichen nishmas Reb Zevaria ben Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Halevi. On the day of his yahrzeit, may the learning be a chus for his neshama, sponsored by his children, Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Kleinman. Can I trouble you to throw me the box of dishes? Thank you very much. We are up to the Mishnah, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. If the father is a chalol, this is a machlokes tanoim, but this stam mishnah holds that if the father is a chalol, his daughter is pasum and akuna, which means he's worse than a yisrael in that sense. I hate to use the word worse. We'll use the word different in a negative way than a yisrael. Meaning, Reuven is a kayan, married a grusha. The son is a chol. The son is no longer a kayan. So we could say he's a Yisroel, but it's not true. Because a Yisroel who marries a regular woman, the daughter can marry a kayan. This person that marries a woman, the daughter can never marry a kayan because the daughter is a chalol also because her father was a chalol. So in a way, the daughter is more restricted than from a Yisroel. A chalol is more restrictive than a Yisroel. A chol's daughter can't marry a kayan, and a regular Yisrael's daughter can. So he's not just loses his kahuna. He loses his kahuna and has a title chalol, which ushers his daughter to kahuna. Yisrael should ask the chalala. However, if the father is a Yisrael and mom is a chalala, we took share of the kahuna. And the lashon of Chazal is benayis Yisrael mikvah tara lechalala. A benayis bas Yisrael purifies chalala. So Mr. Chalol marries a bas Yisrael. I'm sorry, the other way. That's from the Soy Ben Yehuda. The other way, Bnei Yisrael mikvatar lechalalim, meaning if Yisrael marries a chalalim, means Reuven married a grusha, the daughter of the chalalim, she married a Yisrael, it doesn't continue on, we go by dad, and he's not, the kid is not, the daughter is not a chalalim.
The girl that's
the
Sephora is a
Bas
Yisrael,
I lost you.
This girl that was born
is a chalalim, she can't marry a kayin.
The one born from the
Chalala
and Yisrael is
a Bas Yisrael. Right. So she's not a Chalala. Her mother's a
Chalala. So what do you
say, Bnei
Yisrael?
I made a mistake. I said, yeah, Bnei Yisrael, Mikvatar, the Chalala. The fact that Yisrael marries the Chalala purifies the Chalala. I did. Right. Chalala Shanasa Bas Yisrael, to repeat. B'tam Sula Lakuna, the Gemara is going to say, we just said that in the first line. Why do we need to repeat it in the third line? Reb Yehuda adds, Bas Ger Zachar Kabas Chol Zachar. A Ger that marries a woman, the daughter is a Chalala, cannot marry a Kayan. Even if he marries a Yisraelis, the fact that dad is a Ger bans his daughter from marrying a Kayan. Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Aymer, Yisrael Shenasa Geiris, Bitek Sherin Lakuna, the Ger Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Bitek Sherin Lakuna. Lezer Ben Yaakov argues. And he says that as long as one of the parents is a born Jew, whether it's dad or mom, the kid is kosher lakuna. Rabbi Yehuda would say, if dad is a ger, the kid is basal lakuna. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if one of the parents is a born Jew, the kid is not basal lakuna. Aba ger shenasa geiris, but if both parents are gerim, b'tem sula lakuna. This is true echad ger, this is true whether it's a ger or freed avadim, if they marry freed shivchus or marry giyaris. Again, if both parents are ger and giyaris, this continues till 10 generations. Ger marries giyaris, the son of a ger marries the daughter of a ger and a giyaris, and this keeps on going. All the children, all the daughters will be pasul lakuna because there's no born Jew in the back, going back. Achitayim might be Yisrael. Until, mom is the Yisrael. And according to Blessed by Yaakov, or dad is the Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. Reb Yaisi Aymer, I'm Ger Shanasa Giyaris, be the chair of the Kuna. So we have over here three opinions. We have Reb Yehuda, Reb Blessed by Yaakov, and Reb Yaisi. Going from strictest to most lenient. Reb Yaisi, Reb Yehuda holds that if the father is the care, the daughter is pasul lakuna. End of story. no matter what the mother is. Rabbi Zimmer Yaakov says one parent is a born Jew, the daughter is kashul lekuna. But a ger that marries a geiris, the daughter is pasul lekuna. And Rabbi Yaisi says even a ger that marries a geiris, the daughter is kashul lekuna. And all this is going to have sukkim to back him up, and the Gemara will discuss the halacha lemaisa as we go along. Rashi, look, Rashi baschal zochem midlik dafka nakat. This is dafka because it's trying to be also the baschal lomach and the strong share lekuna. Right, so Rashi is stressing only the father's a chalol. The mother being a chalola does not pass it on to her children if the father's a Yisrael. The oilam says psulim and akuna oilam. Bas benai, bas ben benai, atzayv kaladayra shel chalalim. Meaning, Ruvay married a grusha, the son is a chalol. The chol marries anybody, the daughter is a chalala, right? The son of the grandson of Ruvay who marries a woman, the daughter is a chalala. Because all the children are chalals. Usually it doesn't make a difference, only in women, that they can't marry a kayan. A man chalal, who cares? So he's Yisroel, he gets shlishi, he buys maftiyayna. He doesn't have to get kayan. But by a woman, it bans her, it restricts her from marrying a kayan. So therefore, this goes on generation after generation. The basa achrim sula kabasa rishon. I will bas between Yisroel, but if any of them marry Yisroel and then have a daughter, right? Sheret, lechamira bas chalo mechalala, right? His granddaughter, the chalala, no different than his daughter, the chalala. That means that bitish chalala b'Yisrael k'sher l'kuna. Meaning, basically, it goes through the sons. The daughters of her sons are chalala. But once there's a Yisrael that marries one of those girls, it doesn't pass on anymore. It only passes on through the sons, not through the daughters. Even though the daughters are the ones that are chalala.
We don't pass
on the story. Yisrael shenas the chalala bita share lekuna. The time of yalla b'gemara. The Gemara will say how we know that. But dafki Yisrael, have a kain shenas the chalala bita chalala. The chol v'ad hanayla the bias isra kahuna. Any child born through an isra kahuna have a chalol. Chol shenas the bias Yisrael bita psula. Gemara paruch atanid le'resha. We said that 2 lines ago. Bav ger zachar bafilu bav Yisraelis. Bav chol zachar. Bas Ger Zachar is like a Bas Chol Zachar. Psula Lekuna. Avo, Bas Geiris Mishrol Kshet. Even according to Yehuda, who's the big Machmer, it's only if dad is a Ger. But if mom is a Geiris, and dad is a born Jew, daughter is Kashem. The time of the Kulu Hani Tanoi, the Pligi Begeiris Mepharish Begemara. So in explaining Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who is the Machmer, he says, we go by dad. If dad is a Ger, the kids are considered Gerim. Pasul Lekuna. If that is a Yisrael, and mom is a Geiris, the kids are Kashul Lekuna. That's what he said. And Rabbi Zimmer Yaakov argues, I'm a less le haidin at lekaman, tzad hashava she'ene b'raif kol leparuch. We're going to see this later on. There's a tzad hashava that they're not regular yidden. We don't ask that question. Da'ainu dumni d'shiesh ben tzad chomer. Rashi is explaining why he doesn't ask that question, because it's not the same severity. It's just that each one has their own severity. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to understand what this Rashi means. Please remind me when I get there to go back to this Rashi. There's a Ma'amar that says, we never slug up a Tzad HaShava by saying each has its own severity. We look for a common denominator. We need somebody to be a born Jew, because Mepharish B'Gemara, and the Gemara will explain this all. Just remind me when we get to Ayin Chesem and Aleph to come back and redo this Rashi so we understand what we're talking about. Yes?
Something has to be identical in all aspects, and you don't have to discover your identity. Yet the Gemara many times says this one is not like this one.
One to one. Again, when we slug up a Tzad HaShava, means we take two things that are not the same, and they have the same halacha. And we say, if they have the same halacha, it's based on a common denominator. You cannot slug up a Tzad HaShava, according to this Mandi Amar, by saying each one has their own difference. We don't say that. We look at the common denominator that creates right. The common halacha.
So that's definitional.
Again, but there's a man Yamin that disagrees. And he says we can swag a patzad ashava by pointing out that each one has a certain difference that's out of line, and therefore you cannot even make a patzad ashava. Let's leave that for Ari Chaisim et al. Instead of discussing it now.
Suppose we can argue on it's what we call theris.
No, there's nothing to do with mamzer. These are only psule kahuna. Mamzeris doesn't make a difference. Dad or mom, it passes on to the kid. We had a mission enough. I in Tassim, I in Tassim of the base. I mean, Tassim of the base.
I'm referring to the bottom line. But I'll talk about tenderis of gear.
That's a rabbinic thing. That was a rabbinic thing that we had. Yeah, biblically speaking, it can be 100 generations. The gerim.
Guaranteeorist that continues to
declare,
there's still much
more. 100% biblically. There's a rabbinic worry that people will confuse them with a regular born Jew. We don't want that to happen. Dr. Gemari Weiter. My le'oilam. What does that mean? Bascho, zochem, psulim, and akunam le'oilam. Dr. Gemari, ma'al detayim, and bitzim, and yidid, havi, and bitzim, v'adaybi. We have one set of psulim that expires. That is mitzvah v'adaybi. It's the only psulim de Torah that expires on its own. Meaning, nobody did anything, nobody intermarried, no mother, no father, makes no difference, they're all the same soul, and at three generations, it just goes away. So you would think, maybe chol is the same thing. The kid is a chol, the grandkid's a chol, so stop, enough. Kamash Malon, Ma'alam Achashlosh Yadiris, Avkanam Achashlosh Yadiris, Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah says, Lo'ilam. It's to avoid anybody coming and saying, the chalalas expires on its own. It does not expire on its own. You can get rid of chalalas if the girl marries a Yisrael. But that's not because it expired. It's because you go by father. Yisrael should not the chalala. What is the source that if Yisrael marries a chalala, the chalalas goes away? That we go by dad. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, then the side of my Gemara it says, it should say Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. It says over here that a person should not desecrate. This is a kohen who marries a woman he's not allowed to marry. The pasuk makes a lav. He should not desecrate his children. It says also by a kohen that a husband should not be matama to a wife that he was not allowed to be married to. But we're zeroing in on the word ba'amav. Right? It says Ba'amav here. By the way, Xerus Shavas are not logical. Xerus Shavas don't have to be logical. They're handed down by Sinai, and we take them at what they say without us offering our opinion about whether we like it or not. So it says the word Ba'amav by a Chol, by a Kayan creating Chol, and it says the word Ba'amav by a Kayan who's not allowed to be Matame only to seven relatives. And there the halacha is the prohibition of being metameh applies to male kahanim, not to female kahanim. Avkan, so the Gzeres Shavah teaches me also here, scharim, the halolus only passes on through boys, v'loy nekevus does not pass on through girls if she marries a Yisrael. Practi Gemara, elamayata, vita shekayin gadol tishtri. So why doesn't when a kohen gadol marries an amana, it should only pass on to his son, should not affect his daughter? Zera shava. That just like it says ba'amav there, and it doesn't affect females. So when it says here lechal zarei, it only means males, not females. So the Gemara miksev b'nai doesn't say lechal b'nai zarei ksev lechal zarei ba'amav. So zarei tells me it's mechal girls, right? So I'm basically caught between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, I have a pasuk that says girls become chalalim. On the other hand, I have a Zera Shavah that says girls don't become chalalim. So how do I reconcile the two? So what we're doing is, we're saying the children of the Kohen Gadol are chalalim, even the girls. However, it won't pass on through the girls. Frech the Gemara, if that's the case, bat b'nai tishteri, so let it not pass on through the boys either. Let's say that the son's daughter is not a chalala because it only goes to boys. that the boy is a chol, the grandboys, the grandson is a chol, and so on and so forth, not any girls once it's past the first generation. The first generation, the word Zaroi told me goes to girls. But then you have Xavier Shavit, it says no girls. So if it says no girls, maybe no girls through a boy either. And for the Gemara, Le'echal Zaroi, Maki Zaroi Loi. By saying Le'echal Zaroi, it says his kids are like him. Mahu Bitei Psula, Abanai Bitei Psula. So just like he passes his daughter, his son will pass his daughter as well, his own daughter, because Maki Zaroi Loi, the Torah put the word Zaroi next to him. Frankly, Gemara so bas be tetzer, so then his granddaughter should be usher. And King Zereshava Mayahani lay. Zereshava has to cut something out. So looking at it at the end of the day, we're caught between a conflicting drasha and Zereshava. On one hand, the drasha tells me that the Kohen Gadol's daughter is a chalala. It also tells me that the Kohen Gadol's son's daughter is a chalala, because Maki Zarei lay. The Torah compared his kids to him. Just like he creates his daughter to be a chalala, so does his kid create his daughter to be a chalala. On the other hand, we have a Xer Shava that excludes females. So how do we do this? So the answer to that is, it passes on through sons to their daughter, but it doesn't pass on to the daughter to the next generation. So it is Zareis like him, that the Zareis passes his daughter like he passes his daughter, but unlike a son, where it passes to the next generation, through a daughter, it stops if she marries Yisrael. That's how we reconcile how you can have the Gzeri Shava that excludes girls, and the Psukim that seem to include girls. That's how we reconcile the two. Yes, Doctor.
Second one, Gzeri Shava. Is there only a specific number? I don't know the number.
There is no, you don't know the number.
Okay, that's a...
Tyson says there's a specific number. He doesn't say the number.
Oh, he doesn't say
the
number.
No.
What? So there is, because there is Shabbat. And different Tanaitic schools had different senses here, Gezerah Shabbat. If a Gezerah Shabbat is not attributed, that means it's universally accepted.
Yes.
So is this one by Rabbi Yochanan, or is this one...
So this is a universally accepted Zeri Shava. It's a shot in the Mishnah, and nobody argues on this Mishnah.
Yeah, thank
you. Yes, the Buffalation.
If a Yisrael marries a Lola, they have a boy.
Is it regular Yisrael?
He doesn't have all
the... Nothing. He's not a chol. The Yisrael purifies chalolos.
Daughter of
and no, we are quoting on the daughter because the son would, Yisrael doesn't make a chol. It's only the daughter that would make a chol.
I was concerned that for his daughter, that
again, his daughter would only be a chol because the mother is a chalala. Yisraelim don't make chalala.
So what once she marries Yisrael, all her offspring, boys and girls, are...
For the same reason, because their father is Yisrael. For the same reason. Again, chalolos can't pass through a non-chalol. It can't pass through a woman because of Xer Shava. She marries a chalol to give the chalolos because of the father. The Xer Shava teaches me that chalolos passes through fathers. It affects daughters, but it passes through fathers. Doesn't pass through the daughter. Which, again, if you look at it without thinking, it's ironic. The only one that suffers from being a chalala is the girl. Because the son, who cares if he's a chol or not? Once his father was a chol, he's not a kohen, so he's finished. He doesn't get any special halachas for being a chol. That, again, but there's nothing inherent in him that he's disqualified from anything. A chol can do anything I can do. He's not any less Jew than I am. He has no psul that I don't have. He can't eat trumas. Either can I. I can't eat truma either. You can't eat truma either. But his daughter is a halala, but she can get rid of it by marrying Yisrael. She's the only one that's halachically affected by being an offspring of a chol. The man is not affected. He's Yisrael. For all practical purposes, he's Yisrael. His daughter will be affected. He's not affected.
She can't marry.
She can't marry a Kohen. But then her kid can marry a Kohen if she marries Yisrael. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ma'ala ha'lov l'yintumah ascharim huzir ha'lov v'loy nekevus. Yosef b'nei ha'im v'loy b'nei sarim. Ha'b'sulik ha'lov ascharim nifsulu v'loy nekevus. If that's the case, the Gemara asked, Vita shakayin gozman ha'mol et history, d'amir nekevus mutaris. So the daughter should be mutar. The answer is, Zarek siv ha'filu nekevus. Yahani, Zereshav l'bas vita yahani. Zereshav excludes the granddaughter. Bas b'noi chol et history, t'tani leg Zereshav. Let the Xerishava exclude the Chalo's daughter, the Chalo's son's daughter. Right? But he, Zare. Maybe the Torah only meant the person's own kids, the Kohen Gadol's own kids. Abba Zare Zare Tikashib and the Kamis and Xerishava. The answer is it says like Chalo Zare, the heckish of the two, Abba Zare Husgru Batevazu. They're both mentioned in this, Vainu Akesha. I don't know what he means, Batevazu. Zaroi, his kid. So I guess him and his kid. Bas Bitoi, Kalola Titzer Mahakesha. Okay. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Chol Shinasa Bas Yisrael Bita Psula. Chol marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Pasul. Dr. Gemara Tani Le Resha. Didn't we learn in the Resha Bas Chol Zaka Psula Benakuna? Loilam? Isn't this a repeat? You started the Mishnah with that very line. Why are you repeating it? Dr. Gemara, you're right. There's no reason to repeat it. But I did the Tanya Reishi Yisrael Shinasa Chalala. Since right before it, it says Yisrael Shinasa Chalala. So we repeat Tanya Nami Save the Chol Shinasa Bas Yisrael. Let me try to explain. The first line in the Mishnah is Bas Chol Zakar Psulim and Akuna. Doesn't say who he married. Doesn't speak it out. Again, it doesn't speak it out. So maybe it's only if he marries a Kohenes or a Chalala. So by then the Mishnah says Yisrael Shinasa Chalala beat the Tzera Lakuna. So it comes back and says, shot in the first line was Chol Shinasa Bas Yisrael. It's not teaching us any new halacha. It's just explaining what we meant with the first line. Because since the second line came and seemed to diminish the first line, so we're saying, remember that that is still the same. No. Yes, there is, really. Anybody that Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, his son is a Chol, is Yisrael, is a Chol. No, it's not. There's no such thing. He's a regular Yisrael.
And this Benbeno that we're talking about, he married, they were all married to Kohanim?
No.
No, even he married
Israelis. Correct. We go by dad. The rule of the Mishnah is, you go by dad. If dad's a chol, the kids are chalom. If dad's not a chol, the kids are not chalom. We don't care about mom. And that's what the Gzeres Shava taught us. Don't look at mom. She might be a chalom, but it doesn't pass on through her. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Masnitz and Deloika of the story of Ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like the story of Ben Yehuda, the Tanya. Stoy ben Yehuda, I'm a Kshem Shemnei, saw Mikvatar and the Halalos. Tach ben Oishi saw Mikvatar and the Halalos. He holds that any parent is not a Halal, the kids are not Halal. So according to him, the only way Halalos passes on is if a Chol marries a Halal. If a Chol marries anybody else, the kid's not a Chol. If a Halal marries anybody, kid's not a Chol. Our Mishnah made it depend on the father. And he says, any parent that's not a Chol doesn't pass on. My time is of the Stoy ben Yehuda. Amakra, Vaychal Zare Ba'amav. Ba'am Echad Hu Demecho, Vishnei Amim Emein Emecho. It's only if both parents come from the same nation, meaning they're the same makeup. They're both Chalalim. But once one is a Yisrael, it comes from a different nation, so to speak, nation referring to Shevet, not to Judaism and not Judaism. So then it doesn't pass on. Rashi? It's talking about both a Kayan that marries a Grusha. I think it's a Kayan Gadol that marries an Amana. The exact pasuk is talking about that, yeah. Rashi?
Rabbi, does that mean that Rabbi Dostei Bar Yehuda was sanctioning marriages under his opinion in his time, in his area?
Yes.
I mean, so
asking like him, and if a Kohen married a Bas Yisrael, the kid was allowed to marry a Kayan. Correct.
I, I thought that when it comes to these things, when it comes to these genealogical things and the kahuna, that we were so careful that that there were no, that we went by the most stringent or something. Because otherwise...
Again, once they announced the psak, you're right. But in his city, before they finalized the psak, and I don't know how long it took to finalize the psak, they did like him. He was the rav of the city. Now, what happens later on, we have the same problem with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai permitted Tzaras Erva to have Yibum. According to Beis Hillel, the offspring would be Mamzerim. So the Mishnah Yavama says, the Gemara Yavama says, that they kept track of each other. They made sure that Beis Hillel did not marry those children. So I don't know what happened in the story about Yehuda City. I don't know how applicable it was. I don't know how often it happened to begin with, because it involved a Kayan marrying a Grusha. Because Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yehuda's time, there was no Kohen Gadol anymore. I assume he lived after the Korban, even though I don't even know that. But he was a Kohen. So I don't know how applicable it was. And if it would be applicable, I don't know how they took care of it. Once the Psak was rendered, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're allowed to cut, make a knife on Shabbos for Mila. That means you can get up Shabbos morning and realize you don't have a knife, go out and take whatever you need to produce a knife on Shabbos. Cut down trees, make a fire to be able to melt the metal, so you make your Mila knife. And the Chachamim hold, that's called Chilul Shabbos. Dr. Gemara, in Rabbi Eliezer's city, they did like Rabbi Eliezer. In every place else, they didn't do like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if anybody would do it today, we'd call them a Chilul Shabbos. Because once the halacha was decided, Rabbi Eliezer lived in his city, he was the rabbi, and that's what they did. Again, as you point out, that's not yichus. It doesn't carry on. But this is yichus. But I don't know exactly how they handled it. Rashi.
Okay.
Dr. Rashi, Shem Shabbat, Bnei Yisrael Mikvah Tara L'Chalolos, L'Hachshir is Bita Mimenu L'Kuna, as we said, that Yisrael's daughter is Kasher. Kav Bnei Yisrael Mikvah Tara L'Chalolos, L'Hachshir is Bita Mimenu L'Kuna, B'Amab, B'Amabav, Nations, Mash Meshein Tara L'Chalolos, B'Tok Shubi Yishtim Am Echad, Shishtem Chalolim, they're both Chalolim. Amav here is being used as makeup, not as nation, the way we always translate nation.
But once he was Nifter, it doesn't mean that the city's not his anymore. What did Ruby say? When he was alive, he's talks like him, right? When he's gone, he talks like him also. It's still a city, no?
Again, till the halacha is rendered. Once the halacha is rendered, it doesn't apply. It applies to every city.
The halacha was rendered when he was alive.
Again. I don't know. Every argument is decided as life goes on. Really, as a city, they did this. They could have done it after Rabbi Eliezer died too. I don't know. But once they decided, halacha chachamim, the Tanoim got together and said, no, this is halacha. It became halacha everywhere. I heard you 100%. I know exactly what you said. I can repeat it.
If he was alive, the Chum said what it is.
If they did, then he would stop doing it.
Really?
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it's Raya, there's a story of somebody that was doing Tzvichim. Reb Shimon Ben Yochai holds that Tzvichim and Shemitah only applies to one plant. Only applies to one plant, Kruv. To a cabbage. Everything else is mutter. The Chacham hold all Tzvichim are aser. Shimon Ben Yochai said, saw somebody doing Tzvichim. He said, why are you doing it? It's Shemitah. The person said, you said it's mutter. So Reb Shimon Ben Yochai said, yeah, but my Chaverim said it's aser. And he said, you're a pirate together, Yishchenu Nachash, Dr. Gemara there, Yishrabi V'chein Hava. And the snake came and bit the guy and sent him off to the next world. That means Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, who held him as mutter, didn't want anybody doing like him. Because the bottom line is, the Chacham voted as Aser. Abba Chaveri called him a lie. Now, I don't know when that's true, because the Mishnah idiot says Akavya Ben Malal told his son that I was mutter four things that the Chacham answered, because I was mekabel from my Rebbeim. But you, the Rabbim, said not like me, so you're mechuyev to do like them. So it's mashma from that Mishnah that Akari Malau Ben himself stuck to what he learned from his Rebbeim. But he told his own son, you can't rely on me because your Rebbeim and the Rabbim, they said differently. It's a Mishnah idiot. So I'm saying, when Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha, he only said it because Chum argued with him. He didn't say it's, if there's no one arguing.
That's not true. He learned Gemara. He learned it. He paskened. It nothing to do with Chum argue or don't argue.
If you can't say your psak because Chum argue, what does Chaveirav argue? What do you mean by that?
That means that they mechuyev to mekav the das rabim.
But he doesn't.
I told you, it's mashma there that he himself does not. When the halacha is rendered, it's not rendered right away. I don't know how long it takes for the system to kink out.
Until people know about it?
I don't know. The Gemara again. I wasn't there. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer said they did it. But they stopped after a while. There are you don't see anybody doing it today.
As you have said in the past, numerous times, that halacha, which is a machlokes at a certain point, 100 years later.
I didn't want to say this here now. Okay. That doesn't help. Today we don't have a bezin de paskins. Those days they had a bezin de paskins lemaisa. They got together and they paskins lemaisa at the time of the Tanoim. We don't have that today. Today what I said is true. That over years, Klal Yisrael accepts one way of doing things and continues. That is true. Once upon a time in Europe, there were people that kept Shkiyat Rabbeinu Tam. The Chassam Sofer kept Shkiyat Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Anu Eistim Malacha." He said, "We do Malacha on Friday afternoon." The Chassam Sofer was not Mechal Shabbos, I promise you. So they did it. In America, if you did it, they'd call you Mechal Shabbos. What happened is, Halacha reached the consensus. This is what happened. Klal Yisrael accepted one opinion as the guiding light in Halacha.
They don't do Halacha, but they were saying, oh, you're also.
Sorry?
Sometimes you use your business now.
Again, he still was out there. He didn't go away. I'm asking. But we, some, for the Trabbanans, people rely on him sometimes. But again, but nobody, but Halacha they don't. And in Europe, they did Halacha. Some cipher says, I don't know why it's a Halacha. Somebody asked if some cipher, the kid was born a half an hour off to what we call Shkia, but he does the bris. And some cipher says, we're working, how can you not do it on Friday? So some cipher did Malacha, I don't know why it's a Malacha. And that's what I said, that Kaito finds a consensus over things. This is what happens, but that's not a bez and paskening. Whereas in the time of the Tanoim, it was more of a final psak given. I'm a Roman Paskin. People Paskin for Klal Yisrael. Let's get my right turn. Turn around, Balaam. The Yichal Zarei. Ainli El Zarei. The Pasuk talks about the kids being Kalolim. Okay? And Amana marrying a Kai Gadol marrying Amana, Kai marrying a Grusha. The kids are Kalolim. He Atzma Minayin. How about the woman herself? Does the Amana turn into Kalolim, which means she can no longer eat Truma? Does the Grusha turn into Halala, which means she can no longer eat Truma if she's a Baskayan? She cannot go back home and eat Truma when the marriage is over. Amrit Kavachaymer. Mazar, Avera Mishao, the poor kid who's born this way, didn't do anything wrong. He becomes a Chalom. He saw Ravera. She was Avera Ravera. She lived with a Kayan Gadol, but she's not allowed to, or a Grusha lived with a Kayan Hedjan. Ain't a Dinshim is Chalala. Zuck to Gemara, that Kavachaymer has a huge hole. Who atzma yichiyach? Shavra avera ve'mischal. You can't say anything. He did an avera and nothing happens to him. The father goes on with life. So we see the fact that he's doing avera is not a factor in becoming a chalola. Zok to Gemara, ma'aluhu shekenei mischal b'chol malkum. That's because men are unaffected by illicit relationships. Women are affected by illicit relationships. A woman that lives with a guy becomes pasul kuna. A man that lives with a shiksa does not become pasul kuna. A guy who lives with a shiksa, he can still do avaida. Not while he's living with a shiksa, but as soon as he gives it up, that's only rabbinic. Rabbanan intervene, and they don't let a kayan who's doing avaira work in the Beit HaMikdash. But he's still a kayan. He's a full-fledged kayan. He gets the aliyah. He can duchen. He can get picked in a ben. He can die work in the mizbeach. That we see men are not affected by illicit relationships, and women are. So, Mamela, don't bring a man into the picture. So, back to the Kavachaymer. The kid becomes Chalalim, for sure her. What are you going to tell me? He doesn't? He never gets affected by an illicit relationship. Only she does. Bim Napshach Leimer. And if you're going to argue on this, Amakra leichal zaray. The yichul is actually a kashav in ischal. The word chilul means somebody who was good that got desecrated. One born that way, we usually don't use the verb of desecrate. Desecrate means you took something good and made it bad. The kid is born bad. I'm using the word bad loosely. Kid is born with the psul.
Evil.
Not evil. Not evil. Flawed. But yichal usually means you take something that's not flawed and make it flawed. Therefore, somebody here is getting flawed. That wasn't flawed. Must be the woman. Sakti Gemara, Mayim Nafshachleimer. What's wrong with the Kalvachleimer? Because you can say the kids was created this way. Maybe creation is worse than relationship. Rashi. Bottom line is she becomes the halala and the kid becomes the hole. That's the bottom line. And the father walks away untouched. Unblemished. Even with the Rabbanan, once he gives up the Grusha. Here's a guy who married a Grusha. We don't let him serve the Mishmeach, but if he makes a neder that he will divorce her, neder al das rabim, he goes right back to work even before he divorces her.
Even before?
As long as he made a neder that's not removable. Neder al das rabim. But for sure, once he divorced her, means he's not affected. That's him. He's still a kosher kayan. There's a technicality now. He's married to Grusha. The woman becomes a halala forever. Non-removable. Rashi. What? Never. And if she's an amana, she becomes a halala and she can't marry a kayan. But she married a Kohen Gadol.
But then she
the Kohen Gadol died.
Oh.
Rashi, he asked me, "Nay, Shavanim is chalalos mebiyasim and akuma ben akuna." Lucas Kohen Hedge tabal la achrom shem chalala. That if a Kohen Hedge marries her, the Kohen Gadol would get malchus, and so would she. By the way, he shav ravari d'chiv lo yikachu lahazik ishay deish, meaning don't just say the man was over in avera. The woman was having a very just as well. Because it says, Lo'yikachu. Lo'yikachu is very geshmitaris. Famous chow, Lo'yikachu xarixiv. Lo'yas atzmai. He doesn't become a chod. None? Hanaisi nashim ba'vera. Pasul at shiyidur hana. He's pasul till he makes a nether. Chiyadirim imenu, once he made the nether to get rid of her, a nether that the Gemara says cannot be removed. There aren't a darm that cannot be removed. Ovid aveda. A man, a kayan, lives with a shivcha or a zayna. Time of Behisha should have sellers become welcome. Shimbalel, kusi, chol, and rasa, mamzer, psula, communally ill. We now call him Bivamas, Baskaya, Kisil, Izar, Kivin, Shinivilla, Pasala. Once she has a relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry, Pasala. But however, if sellers be Shabi is, Isser, the Pasala of Khan. So you can't bring the man into the picture. If you're going to claim that there's a tshuva, and you're going to come and say that the woman should be kosher, I have a pasuk in the Torah that says she becomes a chalala. It refers to the woman herself. Because the word chilul means taking something good and defiling it. Now, we are using it on the children, but the fact that we use this verb tells us that somebody was kosher became defiled as well. What question is there in the Kal V'Chomer? The Yitzchak Lefushi cried that we had to explain the pasuk. The very Kal V'Chomer that you brought, that if the kid is pasul, for she or she is pasul, shalav aveira, the kid didn't do an aveira in his chala, ikil mifrach, ma'al azarai. I can slug up the Kal V'Chomer and say, granted the kid didn't do an aveira, but he was created by aveira, whereas the woman wasn't. Let me put it in perspective.
a person lives with his sister, she becomes a zayna. The kid is a mamzeres. Mamzer. The mother is not a mamzer. She did the avera, but the kid is the mamzer. Kid's restricted from marrying a Jewish man. She's not. So we see that Yitzurasa b'Aveira makes a difference. Even though you can make the same Kal v'Chomer. Here is the kid a mamzer. Shouldn't the mother be have the same punishment? The answer is it's not true. She becomes a Zayna, but that's only for Kahuna. She can marry Yisrael. Kid can't. So it proves that that Kal v'Chomer is not really true, because Yitzurasa b'Aveira is a major factor. So comes along the pasuk and says vayichala, which means somebody cultured that has defiled. That tells us the mom is also halala.
If you ever use this kal v'chomer for the work, she wouldn't have been punished, right?
I lost you.
If the kal v'chomer had been a good kal v'chomer, she could have, you know, she couldn't have got punished. She couldn't get malchus. She couldn't get any kind of punishment. Is that a true statement I made?
If she ain't true, what you mean? I mean, punished for what?
Right. Anything that she writes.
I mean, she gets punished for having the illicit relationship. That you don't need a Kal v'Chomer for. That's the pasuk. She married a Kohen Gadol. That's Isser.
Well,
both of them get malchus for doing a lot.
She's Karkoilim, I don't know.
Okay. Doesn't work Baratz and Karkoilim. No. Karkoilim is only if a woman is forced. A woman can't willingly have an illicit relationship and say, I'm karkoilam.
Why not? I mean, maybe she did.
Gemara says, the pasuk says not that way. It says, like, they're both over. Karkoilam is a heter not to have to give up your life. If a woman is faced with an option of arayas or giving up her life, the fact that she's karkoilam allows her not to give up her life.
And by a man, you can't?
No, by a man, he would have to give up his life. Not Karkoilam. The Karkoilam is not a heter for arayas.
No, I
didn't
say a heter for arayas. It's a heter for onish.
Which means it's a heter for arayas. No, willing, we don't say that's clear in the Gemara. I mean, I can read the Gemara as I say, but it's pashup shot. A woman that willingly has a relationship, she's punished whether she's Karkoilam or not. Right, the Karkoilam doesn't work for Kuna. It works that she was not mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. Yes.
They're choosing are actually saying two different things, which is mandatory given the sort of index case, which is Esther Malka, which is Esther Malka actually walked into the chambers.
And became Usher.
That's when she did it, when she walked in seeking it. The other time she did it when she was summoned. Within the bounds of my knowledge. However, had she refused, she would have been killed, so she did walk in. So the chiyuv of Nesir Lenefesh and the idea of Ratzin, I remember someone who's hung by his thumbs and signed documents.
Again. The chiyuv of Nesir Lenefesh does not come from walking in. The chiyuv of Nesir Lenefesh comes from...
That's what I'm saying. It's a separate thing.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. So I think about it. Tzara Rabbanan. Ezu hi halala. Who is the halala? Koshanoldim and Absulim. Anybody born from an illicit relationship. Fetkimalai Absulim. Elaim Absulim Lai. Anybody that a person's not allowed to marry, the kid is a halal. It's not true. Hari Magzu Gushasai. Not like a Rukiva. Malchus Gushas is a love, and the result of the love is the Psulullah, he wasn't allowed to marry her, but now it's Sherim. And it's clear that her kids are unaffected. The Siv Te'eva he Te'eva Ve, but now Te'eva. It's not true that every illicit relationship produces Chalolim. Not true.
or Mamzerim. It's not true.
Why?
Why it's true? Because the Pasuk says
no, but the Pasuk says in this case not. And Lapuki, everything else.
Again, that's not true. And I'm mighty married to Bat Yisrael, the kid's kosher.
Well, I have a Pasuk telling you differently.
Again, I lost you.
Meaning it would have been, in this case, it's different.
Okay, let's step back. Can I explain myself?
Of course.
Okay. Amini marries a Bat Yisrael. Sorry, the kid's kosher. A Mitzri marries a Bat Yisrael. The kid is a Mitzris. Cannot marry a Jewish man. Right. So, there is an effect in a kid. But let's say I'm trying to think of a Chayv Lavin, that if I'm a Lushuk, Yavama marries out without having Gibum or Chalitza. Right? The kid's not a chol. He might be Pogam Lakuna. Maybe he's Pogam Lakuna. Maybe not. I don't know. But here it says clearly that a kid is kosher completely. But he's not a chol in either case. We're bringing this because this is a Farish Pasuk that says that not all psulim are pasul. You said a line, and that line is not true. Enfet the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda Achikamer. Ezi chalala, kosher nolda mimsul kahuna. Born from a psul kahuna. Any psul kahuna makes a chol. Hamana, grusha, chalala, zayna. Hamana, l'kayin gadol, grusha, chalala, zayna, tekayin hejit. It's not a psul kahuna, it's everybody. Nothing unique about a kayin. Rashi, by Magzu Gushasai, Shinisis Lachar, I skipped. Inaim of Sulla Vilu Yisrom, but also by Varishan of Mamzaris, have a home. You're going to tell me every Yisrom makes a hole? It's not true. By Magzu Gushasai, Shinisis Lachar, the Psulla, so you go by Lavnet Sherim. We could share the Kunim Yisrom, who the Rashi stresses, for Kayim marries a Grusha, the kid's not kosher. It's only Yisrom marries a Grusha, the kid is kosher. He to Eva Klemmi by Nishavera. She's a teva, kids are kosher. So we see that not every puzzle creates a hole. The answer is, you're right. Every puzzle lacuna creates a hole.
So Cohen marries his own Grusha without any problems.
Chalala. Kids are hole.
Yeah. So, for master.
No, the Gemara is bothered by the Lushan. Any puzzle creates hole. Mashma, that even a Yisrael that marries a puzzle, the kid is hole.
By Matsu Gushasso, by Rav Yisrael,
kid's kosher.
No, I don't mean that. I'm sorry. She never remarried in between.
Yeah, she did. If not, it's not Matsu Gushasso.
Oh, right.
The issue of Matsu Gushasso is when she marries in between.
Oh,
what Bachwaisha was pointing out is by a kayin, it doesn't make a difference. In fact, he said Grusha makes it a lav. You don't even have to be a Matsu Gushasso. You can just take your wife back without her marrying anybody else. It's the same issue. It's even worse. It's a chalal.
Queen
Rebbe Kiva, all chayv alav
and
mam zera.
By Queen, if he divorces her, it's not Machu Shas.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, we'll continue your mention.